Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Public Enterprise Minister Pravin Gordhan sharply criticized former Eskom CEO Andre De Ruyter on Wednesday, saying he let the country down. So there's a lot of finger pointing and a lot of very uncomfortable talk there. But what really lies behind it? Professor Winkler Hartmut is a professor at the University of Johannesburg from the Department of Physics. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
So it's actually a little embarrassing. It does have a schoolyard feel about it, doesn't it?
That's exactly what I was thinking. We wouldn't say that our country's in one of the worst economic crises and difficult situations since a very long time. And here are people having a playground fight. That's really what it boils down to. Whether De Ruyter did right or wrong, or so, ultimately not the main thing to look at. What we should be looking at is how do we get out of this electricity crisis. And there even seems to be agreement from what Pravin Gordhan said yesterday that one of the contributing factors is that there is corruption and sabotage with the aim of extracting money out of Eskom. And so if there's agreement on that, why is there no focus on this? Mm. Why is there no focus on how to solve the power crisis? But really, it from what I heard from yesterday, it sounds like Pravin Gordhan spent half of his time attacking, in particular, the fact that De Ruyter had the temerity to go and write a book about his experiences. Now, whether that's what he said in the book is true or not, it doesn't really matter that much. He could have simply avoided saying half of what he said yesterday, and simply responded to the more direct questions.
And what's interesting to me is that you gain so much more if he had just said, you know what, I'm not getting into some of the, the allegations in the book and in the comments. Let's address the real issues. You know, there are ways to elevate yourself. And what he could have done is almost diminished De Ruyter by saying, look, I'm not focusing on that nonsense. Let's focus on the real issues here. And but he didn't. He didn't choose that route.
Yes, that's right. And it seems to me what we've gotten to is a situation where, and I think maybe you should have almost called a psychologist rather than me to try and explain what the situation is about. But we're seeing a government which is basically, and let's admit it, Pravin Gordhan has tried over the years to rectify the situation. But we're almost now getting in a situation where they don't really know what to do. They can't really fix it. And the reality is probably nobody can really fix it. I think we've got to face it that despite of why the various opposition parties also joining this playground fight and essentially just looking for votes in the next election, trying to exploit weaknesses that they've picked up, we really need to now look at how do we move forward and not just to point fingers and to get into these sort of squabbles.
What I find interesting is while they are doing this and while they are involved in petty squabbles, the private sector and the people of South Africa are actually solving it. You know, I've been quite fixated on the number of solar installations, panels being imported into the country, the way in which very, very quietly, I mean, and at quite a significant pace, we're starting to see our residential areas, unfortunately only the ones that can afford it, and that's a whole separate conversation. Mm-hmm. But our residential areas, our shopping centers, many of our businesses are simply solving the problem themselves while we get the sense that government is still pointing fingers and trying to distance themselves from responsibility.
Yes, as much as it's very awkward, and it's unfortunately a very difficult time. A lot of people are in the situation where they now would like to install solar panels, and there just aren't enough people around who can install these panels properly. There's lots of chances as well, so one really needs to watch out at the moment. And one can call oneself lucky if one managed to find somebody who can really do it very well in a short time.
That's important because a lot of our listeners will be engaging with installers. Just give me your concerns here. So anybody who might be going this route.
Well, certainly you'll find that there's now suddenly lots of offers of people who will say that they will install solar panels. I think people need to look at the track record. I think it would also be a good idea just to get a sense of the business in total. Mm. In other words, is this somebody who's, look at the branding, look at the website and so on, look at the past track record. What have these people done? The other thing to do is that before people engage in that, they really need to do some research to try and find out exactly what they need. I've now had several experiences where various installers have made quotes to customers wanting to install 2 or 3 batteries or 15 solar panels, when in fact that household could have quite easily done with just 1 battery and about 4 solar panels. So try and find out exactly what you need. Look at your home consumption, and you can work it out by just looking at your bills, see how much used every month, and try and find out what that translates to in terms of solar panels, bearing in mind also that solar panels are really only active during daytime, especially in the middle of the day, and not on a day like today where it's cloudy. But you can, but also especially the battery. Most batteries that's the expensive part. Those batteries will take you through a stage of load shedding very comfortably, and usually even take you through the night as long as you're careful and switch off your appliances that use a lot of electricity. So I think people should also now think about what they are using in their household, what uses up a lot of electricity and what doesn't. That can all be tested. Adjust your lifestyle. If you want to use your washing machine, use it do it on a sunny day. If you want to do ironing, try and do it on a sunny day. And so on. So you can actually get away with installing relatively little on your roof. The other thing is to look at is just see what kind of prices are being quoted on the internet. And, I think it's still best to go through an installer. It will save you a lot of other troubles. You ideally like to have somebody who can do absolutely everything from you, from the actual purchase of the panel all the way to the installation and so on. But do look at the prices that they quote you for the individual items and see if it's very different from you seem to be going for it on the internet.
And I would add another thing is make sure that your installer gives you some form of assurance that they'll come back in a week or two. Because what we found and what many people who I've spoken to have found is it gets installed and it's all working okay, but then you need to make some adjustments and you want to put something on, you want to take something else off in terms of electricity. It isn't a perfect science in that you need to adjust it to your lifestyle, and you need somebody who'll be able to and who will commit to come back to you to be able to make those adjustments. So that's a very, very interesting conversation. It went off in a different direction, but I'm very happy that it did, because I think it's very useful that we share this type of information. It is about to go 7:30. Professor Winkler Hartmut, he's a professor at the University of Johannesburg from the Department of Physics, Astrophysics and Solar Energy, as well as Energy Supply, giving us some very, very valuable insight into solar installations.